Today we're going to visit with waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and talk about the recent breeding duck survey. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Mike. Mike, explain to our viewers, what is the breeding duck survey?
Sure, Mike. We run a survey every May to get a handle on our breeding duck populations, our Canada goose populations, coot populations, and wetland status in the state.
Explain the survey.
We're generally running on north-south transects across the state. We have 8 of them that pretty much run from the South Dakota border to the Canadian border. And we have 4 crews running the survey, so it'll be a 2-person crew running 2 transects.
Mike, what happens when you guys pull up to a body water?
So yeah, sure, Mike. As we're driving along on our transect, we're basically counting everything, all of our wildlife observations especially pertaining to game animals and wetland species. So we're driving up, we spot a wetland, we stop, we count the wetland type and the number of wetlands of that type. And then we also count all of the ducks and their social groups. So as we're counting, it's really important to know whether it's a mallard pair or just a drake mallard sitting by itself, or possibly you'd see 3 drake mallards and 1 hen mallard. And those get turned into indicated pairs depending on their social groupings because the hens are presumed to be off nesting in the grass.
The landscape's a lot different this year than it was a year ago. We have water pretty much across the state.
Yeah, Mike, it's pretty incredible. You know, this is our 75th time doing this survey. It's one of the wildest years I think we've probably had on record, just in the changes over the last couple years, the dramatic changes to the landscape. Over the past couple years, we've gone from being the 6th wettest on our wetland index to the 5th driest. And now we're back to being the 2nd wettest in our wetland index. So just incredibly variable, some huge changes going from places in the state, especially the northwest part of the state, that were virtually completely dry to now extraordinarily wet.
Okay, Mike, you just mentioned 75 years. So you guys are celebrating the 75th anniversary of this breeding duck survey. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible feat. It's the longest running survey in the world for breeding waterfowl on this kind of scale, you know, a statewide scale, to have that kind of survey intensity and longevity. So it's a really good accomplishment, especially given what we had going on with the pandemic in the last couple of years, and being able to continue our work with some safety precautions, but still making sure we still got the job done.
And that data is being consistent like that is really important.
Yes, it's, you know, when we do surveys like this, we're not doing a census per se. It's a index, so it's very important to have your measurements done consistently over time, so that's all comparable.
Okay, let's go back to the survey, Mike. What'd you guys find out this year?
Well, like I mentioned, it was the 2nd wettest on record. You know, it was a very interesting year. We had our, you know, according to the state climate office, we had our 2nd wettest April statewide in 128 years, and also our 8th coldest. So that means a lot of water, not much evaporation going on. And of course, it all started with that historic blizzard we had in mid-April. That blizzard alone didn't change anything for us. It made things a little wetter in the soil profile, but it was the constant rain afterwards. It rained almost continuously after that blizzard leading up to our survey. So we ended up with a ton of what we call ephemeral water on the landscape, type 1 temporary wetlands, and a lot of road ditches, and unfortunately drainage ditches as well.
Well, besides the aforementioned abundant water, we had a pretty strong duck number. It was our 23rd highest duck index in the 75-year history of the survey. Just short of 3.4 million. That's kind of getting into the new range of numbers we expect to see with our challenges for duck production in the state. You know, as we lose upland habitat, we expect that number to probably stay more around 3 million. So But it is kind of a lower increase, you know, as to what we had been seeing over the previous 20 years of the survey when we got a lot of water back. We definitely saw some habitats that looked pretty good but didn't have that many ducks, particularly in the Missouri Coteau region of the state, where, you know, ducks were simply choosing to be in the wetter drift prairie. But yet there weren't enough ducks to kind of fill up all of the habitat, even though the stuff in the Coteau looked pretty good. We had a slight increase on our counted goose index. Very similar number to last year, but still a record count this year for counted geese. Goose production is down considerably, affected quite a bit by the blizzard that happened in mid-April, but a lot of counted geese still in the landscape.
Mike, all this water in the landscape, how does that affect the nesting of ducks?
Well, the water is really important for inciting breeding behavior in prairie nesting ducks. And it not only provides the nutrients needed for egg formation, but potential for brood habitat. And that kind of gets the ball rolling for us. And it also helps migrating waterfowl as well, get the reserves they need. So having it wet again was super important for the prospects of breeding ducks this year. You know, there could be some complications with it being so dry as initial migration was maybe moving through the state and some ducks having gone by before we got wet, and then also the complication of maybe some parts of the state where, frankly, there's not a lot of nesting habitat unless you're in a low spot, a ditch, an intermittent stream type area, and those places might have been flooded out to some degree by all the moisture. So it's, again, just another reflection on why we need to have secure grass in the uplands across the state for ground nesting birds.
Mike, what is this data used for?
Well, Mike, we use it primarily as a communications tool, but it also helps us understand what's going on across our state and where our biggest habitat challenges are, not only for, you know, communicating to hunters and guiding their activities, but also figuring out where to target our habitat conservation efforts.
Mike, North Dakota still leads the nation in producing ducks.
Yeah, our state is right in the heart of the Prairie Pothole region. We have a very large percentage of our state that's covered by the Prairie Pothole geography, and we're always gonna be a leader in dabbling duck production in North America. These good wetland conditions certainly help that. You know, we had our 23rd highest duck index this year at just short of 3.4 million. It's a strong number, and the really wet conditions will help, like I said, in inciting nesting, but also continuing that effort throughout spring and May. And we probably don't need to have much for rain to maintain habitat conditions for brood habitat, especially in the eastern half of the state. The western half of the state, I think, probably needs to have a little bit more moisture happen just to maintain those brood habitats. But things are looking pretty good for duck production prospects.
Mike, it's probably too early to tell what is the waterfowl season going to look like. You'll probably get a better idea during the duck brood survey.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we, like I said, our water count in May is comprised of a lot of ephemeral water, and we're also counting basins that have water regardless of how much water is in them. So some of those dry up very quickly. So we'll get a better handle on our wetland conditions in July, along with duck production and how that lays out across the state. We'll also hear more from maybe how population surveys went in Canada this year. They were conducted for the first time in a couple of years, so we'll see what that kind of looks like. But yeah, certainly a lot changes in North Dakota between May and September. We'll also do a September wetland survey just before duck hunting season to kind of see how things are looking in different regions of the state there.
And we'll visit in September. A lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.